now for a little education about dealing with diversity on the job. Do you ever feel like your diverse workplace is a minefield filled with opportunities to unintentionally offend and annoy your coworkers? Do you ever wish you had a roadmap to guide you through that difficult terrain? Well, now you do. Diversity Inc. magazine has been running a series of articles about things you just should not say to workers of diverse backgrounds. And the magazine inspired us and is helping us to bring you our own series. Today, we want to talk about things you just should not say to mixed-race colleagues. Back with us is Luke Visconti. He's the co-founder of Diversity Inc. Also with us is Kathy Hopinka Hannon. She's the Midwest Area Managing Partner for Tax Services with the consulting firm KPMG. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be
here.
Hi,
it's good to be here.
Now, look, we've had several conversations with these lists of offensive or ill-considered comments that people are sometimes subjected to because of race, ethnicity, sexual orientation. There are definitely some recurring themes here. Number one and number two on the list are, what are you and what's your nationality? And just it just isn't clear to me under what circumstances people say things like this to a colleague. What would be the occasion? And if you'd remind us again of why that's disturbing.
Well, I think that people say these things when they feel they have the imprimatur of being in the majority culture, that people are constantly seeking to define tribe. What tribe are you? Are you in my tribe? And I think people say this in a way of trying to shape their world and define who everybody else is around them relative to who they are.
Well, sometimes I think people would say they're just looking for a point of connection. You don't buy that.
No, it depends on the tone. I would tell you that even amongst white people, if you go, for example, to horse country here in New Jersey, very affluent area, you'll be asked, so where are your people from? You know, because I'm Italian-American and I look it. And you'll get that question. And the question, and I'll translate it for you, is you don't look like you belong here. I don't like that you're here. And would you please explain how you got into this party? That's what it is.
What do you say?
I tell them I'm from New Jersey. And that usually gives them a flummox because then they go, well, but where in New Jersey or how in New Jersey? And then, you know, I usually tease them for a while. Then I let them know. Bigger story.
Kathy, there are a couple things on this list that, on one hand, it's funny. On the other hand, not funny at all. Number three on this list is, you're all beautiful, or you make beautiful babies. And the other one is, are you X or Y, or which side are you more on?
Yeah, the first comment is something that you would tend to think, well, people will think that's really it's a compliment. But if it's done in a business environment, it takes away from what you're there for.
What are some of the things that on this list that have been said to you, like the what are you? Has anyone ever said that to you?
Yes, they have said, what are you? And then they say you don't necessarily look that. And I found, you know, when there was a comment about in anything, even outside of the work environment about work ethic, people would say, oh, that must be the Slovak side. Or if I was angry about something or made it clear that I was dissatisfied, it's be careful, she's on the war path today.
Oh, no, stop it. Stop it. And just so I could clarify, what is your heritage and why would people say that to you?
I'm half Native American, Ho-Chunk. My father was full-blooded Ho-Chunk. And my mother was a full-blooded Slovak.
Okay.
So I am the half-breed, and I would get those comments also. Oh, you must love that song by Cher.
I didn't know she was Slovak.
Right?
There are a couple things on the list that seem intended to make people more comfortable or to compliment them. Number six, you're the future. Number eight, well, we're all mixed anyway. What's so terrible, Luke?
I think that it isn't the person's role to either assume, and it's not the imprimatur of the person asking the question to make those kinds of statements. I just find it offensive. It's not the kind of thing that you should be having a conversation about, especially in a business environment.
Kathy, do you feel you're a senior executive woman, and I would imagine you've been at times perhaps the first woman to hold some of the positions that you have held. Do you feel that sometimes this discussion around ethnicity is a way to exoticize you in a way to make you more of an object and less of a leader?
I found that more outside of the firm in people looking in and even some acquaintances saying that, oh, you're a woman and you're Native American, was there any question on whether you would succeed? And I find that very insulting. Again, it goes back to the comment I had made earlier in terms of marginalizing your abilities and your skills and your intelligence. So I again find that, you know, somewhat troubling.
It's a way of making an exception out of you so that you could then tolerate the fact that there aren't 50% women in your category in all of the firms out there, not just you happen to work for a phenomenal firm that's exceptionally fair to its employees. But when you think about it, really, you're the rule.
How do you handle this, Kathy, personally? Because as you know, we've discussed previously, there are sometimes people will say, well, I didn't mean anything by it, or I was just making conversation. I'm just looking for a connection. Why are you being so defensive?
I'm pretty straightforward, and I do address the issue. Now, I don't come back at it in a very combative nature in any way, but I try to make people see the insensitivity that is in the comment so that they don't make that mistake again. And by and large, people understand. It's just you have to address the issues, because I think a lot of insensitivities, if you will, are born out of, you know, either ignorance or insecurity.
Well, give me some language. How would you address it? Everybody isn't as quick on their feet as you might be.
Well, I may have a bit of a humor with it initially and say, what am I? I'm a human being. What are you? And what do you mean by that, you know, exactly?
Luke,
but I do find it interesting today that I think after Dances with Wolves came out, how many people come up to me and say, oh, I'm Native American. You know, my grandmother was 1/80th Cherokee, and everybody now wants to relate more. So I think that's a good thing.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're talking about things you should not say to mixed-race colleagues, and our guests are Luke Visconti, the co-founder of Diversity Inc., and Kathy Hopinka-Hannon, the Midwest Managing Partner for the Tax Practice Group of the consulting firm KPMG. Whenever we've done one of these segments about things you shouldn't say, we inevitably get a response from some listeners who say, well, you seem to be shutting off conversation here. I'm just trying to understand. And here you're making me feel bad because I don't know all these things. Luke, what do you say to them?
Yeah, I think, though, it's all in the way it's phrased in the depth of conversation. When you know somebody for a while or they bring something into the conversation, then I think it's acceptable to discuss it. But, for example, if I were African-American and I sat down with a white executive, I would say, so when are the centuries of oppression going to end? Or when do you think this country is going to get around to treating, you know, mostly black school districts the same as mostly white school districts? You wouldn't start a conversation like that. You know, you might get there over dinner after you've known the person for a while and you're both interested in these subjects. But to come to the table and start off with these kinds of questions, which are intrusive and imply a license to ask them, I believe is offensive, and it's a way of separating people so that you could then deal the cards accordingly to what you've separated.
Well, talk to me about the whole question. In fact, I'd be interested to hear from each of you. Kathy, you were saying that if it opens dialogue, then it's a good opportunity to educate and inform. Our president is biracial. His mother was white American. His father was from Kenya. He doesn't talk that much about it. He has talked about it. I think a lot of people would say he had to talk more about it than he should have had to over the course of the campaign, but he did. Do you think that that kind of dialogue is helpful?
I think it's a real balance, because you certainly, you know, he's the president of the United States. There are so many issues. And if we just keep dwelling on the race issue, it again marginalizes everything else that has to be discussed and accomplished. So I'm all for continuing the dialogue, but I absolutely agree with what – and you can tell when people initially are being condescending, and sometimes it certainly is, or it's patronizing probably more than condescending. And it shouldn't be something that you lead with in a discussion.
Luke, final thought?
We had been getting a lot of email about President Obama saying, well, he's really Arab and he's really this, and they would describe his genealogy. And I finally slammed the lid on it by saying, first of all, I use the Cornell West identification model, which is I face uptown dressed in a business suit in New York. And if I can catch a cab, I'm white. If I can't catch a cab, I'm black. And I think Barack Obama's black under that guideline, number one. And number two, why don't you let the man describe himself? And who are you to go in and insert your opinion into all of this. That's the negative side. The positive side that I see for our country is we are now very used to seeing the leader of the free world being African-American but a mixed-race man. And that is going to help all of us and lower the threshold of, that's amazing, you're mixed. You know, that kind of conversation is going to become, I think, less and less common because it's not going to be appropriate and everybody's going to know it.
And you know what? Yeah. He never has to catch a cab anymore.
No.
Luke Visconti is the co-founder of Diversity, Inc. He joined us from WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. Kathy Hopinka-Hannon is the Midwest Area Managing Partner for the tax practice at the consulting firm KPMG. She joined us from WBEZ in Chicago. I thank you both so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.